Iran expects $10 billion sanctions waiver gift from Biden. By Francis Martel on November 14, 2023. The Iranian pro-regime propaganda site Tasnim News reported on Tuesday that the administration of President Joe Biden is likely to agree with Iran's getting access to $10 billion currently frozen under sanctions, adding to tens of billions in relief the White House has already processed. The Biden administration may approve a sanctions waiver on Tuesday that will allow Iran to access at least $10 billion in previously frozen funds held in Iraq, the outlet declared. According to reports, Governor of the Central Bank of Iran, CBI, Mohammad Reza Farzan held talks with his Omani counterpart last month on the acceleration of Iran's access to its financial resources. Tasnim News made the claim based on a report published on Monday by the Washington Free Beacon that described the $10 billion in question as already under a sanctions waiver, but one set to expire on Tuesday. The initial sanctions relief was reportedly issued in July, months before the unprecedented massacre of 1,200 civilians in Israel by the Iran proxy terrorist group Hamas on October 7. That mass killing, in which Hamas slaughtered children as young as infants, extensively tortured victims and desecrated corpses on camera, and took about 250 hostages, has increased pressure on the Biden administration to end sanctions relief programs that unfreeze money for Iran, allowing the government to use the unfrozen funds on legitimate needs and freeing up other funding to share with terrorist organizations such as Hamas. Watch, Monument in Tel Aviv, Israel, to children held hostage by Hamas. According to the original report, the money represents payments made by the government of Iraq to Iran in exchange for electricity services. The Trump administration first allowed Iraq to import electricity and gas from Iran, but only on the condition that the payments were kept in an escrow account in Baghdad, the Free Beacon explained. The Biden administration continued to issue that waiver, and then broadened it in July so that Iraq could move more than $10 billion outside the country, enabling Tehran to draw on the funds for its budget and humanitarian needs. The Iranian site Tasnim is sanctioned by the U.S. government for its close ties to the Iranian Islamist dictatorship. It was founded by members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization and a formal arm of the Iranian military, so it serves as an informal mouthpiece for the Iranian regime. The October 7 Hamas attack, which the terrorists branded the Al-Aqsa Flood, has renewed calls for the Biden administration to stop its policy of sanctions relief for Iran. Iran is the world's foremost state sponsor of terrorism and pours hundreds of millions of dollars a year into jihadist organizations threatening Israel. According to the U.S. State Department, Hamas itself receives about $100 million a year from the Iranian government. The Shiite terrorist group Hezbollah, based in Lebanon and vocally threatening attacks on Israel regularly, receives about $700 million a year from Iran. Watch, graphic content warning, home where Hamas murdered an Israeli family in Kibbutz Be'eri. On October 7, a Hamas spokesman told the BBC on the record that the terrorist group received direct backing from Iran to organize and fund the massacre. Iranian government officials celebrated the killing by hosting a Death to Israel street party that night in Tehran. Tehran has also officially designated October 7 a holiday, day of epic by Palestinian youth. Despite the overwhelming evidence of coordination between Iran and groups such as Hamas, according to the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, FDD, the Biden administration has granted Iran over $50 billion in sanctions relief. A month before the Israel attacks, Biden approved an agreement that gifted Iran $6 billion in sanctions relief in a single spell. In exchange for the $6 billion, which had been frozen in South Korean banks and which Washington allowed to be transferred to Iran-friendly Qatar, Iran freed five Americans it had been holding hostage in its political prisons. "This is not a ransom," White House National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby insisted when news broke of the deal in August. In addition to sanctions relief issued to Iran directly, the Biden administration has freed up billions of dollars via sanctions relief to some of Iran's closest allies. In February 2021, as one of its first acts in office, Biden's State Department removed Ansarallah, an Iran-sponsored Shiite terrorist group in Yemen, more commonly known as the Houthi movement, from its official list of designated foreign terrorist organizations. The removal of the Houthis from the list greatly expanded their ability to fundraise and engage in financial deals to fund its ongoing civil war in Yemen. The Houthis immediately began putting their new resources to work by bombing Saudi Arabia. In October, shortly after the Hamas attack, the Biden administration temporarily lifted all oil and gas sanctions on socialist Venezuela. In response to dictator Nicolas Maduro's short-lived promise to allow a free and fair presidential election, Iran and Venezuela are close allies. Iran refines a significant percentage of its own crude in Venezuela and has helped Venezuela refurbish its dilapidated oil facilities. The two countries recently signed an agreement with the Syrian dictatorship to jointly build a new refining facility. Polak, what you need to know about origins of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.